Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Cattlemen, if you're not using Synovex One grass implants, you could be missing out on an additional $24 per head. Designed to increase weight gain in stocker steers and heifers for up to 200 days, Synovex One grass helps you harvest more gain from your pastures. In an Oklahoma trial, Synovex One grass stockers outgained cattle implanted with Revelor G or Encore by 20 pounds. Increase your profits on sale day. Visit growwithcinevex.com. Do not use Synovex products on field calves. Refer to label for complete directions for use, precautions, and warnings.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
Breeding animals have been the focus of the 2000 Oklahoma Youth Expo thus far, although we'll start getting market animals in as we begin this week. The Night of Stars Gilt Show will feature 115 of the best gilts that were shown at this year's Oklahoma Youth Expo. Over 2,700 shown in the purebred and the commercial gilt divisions. The Supreme Champion Purebred Gilt was shown by Addison Thompson from Noble 4-H. Supreme Champion Commercial Gilt shown by Chase Martin of Red Oak FFA. They'll be leading off the 115 gilts at the Night of Stars sale on Wednesday night, 7 p.m. at State Fair Park. In our nation's capital, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Mike Conaway, is about ready to let go of his draft of a 2018 farm bill. That release could come as early as later today. Some sources say Wednesday is more likely, and there could be a committee vote as soon as the 20th of March. While Conaway has a 26-20 majority that should ensure passage of any sort of partisan bill in the committee, Colin Peterson, the top Democrat of the committee, says, "I don't know if they've got the votes to pass it with just Republican votes on the House floor." The lead Democrat on the committee, in particular, depending on what it contains regarding food stamp eligibility, something that Mike Conaway has said he wants to push more people getting food stamps toward into workfare and job training programs as quickly as possible. The poor to very poor rating on the 2018 Oklahoma hard red winter wheat crop is eye-popping. 77% poor to very poor. Mark Hodges with Plains Grain says he is concerned about the potential for this crop, especially when you start trying to compare it to even the last couple of growing seasons.
I'd say that's true. I'd hate to put a number on it right now because wheat's made a liar out of me too many times. But really, at this point, it's of extreme concern. I just put it that way. Just because we don't have the root system we'd like to have, we don't have the tillers we'd like to have, it is a concern because the plant, whenever it does get moisture at this time of year, we'd rather see it be developing those heads that might be put up versus trying to put more roots on or put more tillers on. That's not really where we want to be at this time of year. So,
Mark Hodges with Plains Grains. In this past week's WASDE report, USDA slightly reduced its projections for red meat and poultry production in 2018. The forecast is slightly lower than last month, primarily due to a drop in beef production, which will more than offset increased pork and turkey production. The latest WASDE report says broiler production remains unchanged. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 19th annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 17th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch near Wacomas, Oklahoma, featuring 100 home-raised registered Angus bulls from fall 26 to spring 2017 bulls, selling with the genomically enhanced EPDs for increased reliability, also selling 40 select grass-ready registered Angus females. The sale books mailed on request also go online to pollardfarms.com or msauction.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.